So let me read that to us. It's on the screen behind us. But if you've got a Bible, you can follow along. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Good. Well, let me say a prayer, and then we'll have a think about this reaction of the shepherds together. God, our Father, thank you for Christmas Day. Father, thank you for the birth of Jesus, the coming of Jesus. Father, please would we learn today from the way the shepherds reacted, how you want us to react to the birth of Jesus. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, boys and girls, but I guess for some of others of us as well, I've got some good news for you today. Let me just put this word up. Can you say this word with me? One, two, three. Good news. We're going to have a thumbs up for good news. Who likes good news? Ready? One, two, three. Good news. Now, my good news for you this morning is that in that little room over there, someone has given me a box of chocolate coins to share with you after church. Is that good news? Anyone think that's good news? Eleanor thinks that's good news. Mike Bish thinks that's good news. That's right. Now we're in. Okay, who doesn't want a chocolate coin on a Sunday? Hey, and there's even some dairy-free ones for those who can't eat chocolate as well. So it's really good news, right? Now, let's... Whoa. Yes, Tim.
Guess what?
What?
Really good news for you.
What is it?
There's chocolate behind that door through there.
Oh, see? Tim, thanks for reminding us. Wow, that's awesome.
Hey, Nathan.
Oh, yes.
I've got a letter for you here.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Who's it from? Any?
I don't know.
Oh, let's have a look. Man, it is exciting this morning at church, isn't it? Dear Nathan and Enfield Town Community Church, I wanted to let you know that I left a box of chocolate coins at the church for you to share. Happy Christmas. Love from the Queen. Yeah, happy Christmas. Wow. This is big news. This isn't just any box of chocolate coins. This is a box of chocolate coins from the Queen. Now, is that good news? That is good news, isn't it? But the thing is, how do we know? How can we be sure that there is chocolate coins in that room? How can we be sure that's true? Anyone got any ideas? What's that? Someone said something. Open the door. That's a really good idea, Mike. You just want them now, don't you? Like, come on, Nath. Hurry up. Get the talk done. Let's get those chocolate coins. Hey, Levi, could you come and do me a favor? Just, you know, COVID reasons, all right. Could you go and check it out for us? Could you just go and have a look? Is there actually chocolate coins in there? Whoa! It's true. You see, we heard some good news, and we had a reaction, which is that we thought, well, we better go and check it out. Mike's just like, open the door, man. Go and see if there's any chocolates in there. And honestly, if you guys come afterwards, even the grown-ups, if you want a chocolate coin, you can come and get one, and we can enjoy chocolate together today. But now, here's the reason that I wanted to do that this morning. Here's what I want us to think about. Because in the story that we read today, we heard some good news. Can you give me a thumbs up? The shepherds heard some good news. In fact, the angel said that I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Not just the shepherds, but for all people. Now, what is that good news that they heard? Well, if we boil it down, it's this, okay? A Savior has been born to you. Can we say that together? A Savior has been born to you. Now, we need an action for that, boys and girls, to help us remember that. So we're going to go Savior like a Superman. So a Savior has been born to you. Can you do that with me? A Savior has been born to you. Now, grown-ups, if you're looking in your Bibles, you can check that out. You see, look at verse 11, because this is what the angels actually said. They said, today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this news was announced to the shepherds by angels, by messengers from heaven. So can we say this one more time? A Savior has been born to you. Now let's think about this idea of a Savior for a moment, because that's pretty key to understanding Christmas, isn't it? A Savior has been born to you. Now a Savior is somebody who rescues someone. It's someone who kind of takes people out of the danger that they might find themselves in. So can we think of some modern day Saviors? Anyone think of some modern day Saviors? Anyone want to hazard a guess? Anyone? A fire brigade. Yeah, they're kind of modern-day saviors, aren't you? If you find yourself, I don't know, in a burning building or trapped in your car, then they are, that's the right title for them, they are saviors, because they come and they rescue you from your danger. Any other modern-day saviors? Paramedics, yeah, we got some paramedics. What was your one at the back? The doctors, yeah, paramedics, doctors. Now, you could say they are saviors, because they save you. They might save your life. They might save you from an illness or something. So they're modern day saviors. Literally, they rescue you from some kind of danger. What about that video we watched earlier? The Weber Street Center. They're kind of saviors, aren't they? Small S saviors, because they help the homeless. They rescue the homeless from hunger. Brian said, you know, he was literally heading to death. He was walking that path. But because of the work of these guys at the Weber Street Center, he was saved from that, you see. So that's a savior. And actually, we need to think, don't we? The shepherds were told on Christmas Day that a savior, a rescuer, had been born. And that raises the question, well, what kind of savior? What kind of rescuer was born on Christmas Day? What kind of savior did the shepherds need? And what kind of Savior do we need in our lives? And the reality is we all need a Savior who will bring us peace with God. The shepherds, a bit like all of us, had lived their lives in a way that had kind of turned their back on God. They treated God like he hadn't existed and it didn't really matter very much. Like all of us, they actually hadn't treated God very well. They hadn't listened to the things that God said. You know, it's really interesting, isn't it, that God chooses the shepherds as the very first people to announce the good news to. Because they were kind of the ordinary people. They're the sort of people that if they were kind of hanging around your area a little bit, you might lock your doors and make sure your car was locked up. They were those kind of characters. But these are the very first people that the good news of Jesus is announced to. And there you're told that a Savior has been born to you. And they were the kind of people, just like us, who, well, perhaps they weren't always terrible, but they lived life like God didn't matter. And actually, they were terrified. The reason they were terrified when God turned up was because the presence of God had arrived. It says that the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And I don't think that's just because they got a start, that there were suddenly angels in the sky. I think they were terrified because they thought, man, God's turned up and we're in trouble. We've not listened to God as we should. We've not treated God the way we should. And they were terrified when God turned up. And so what kind of Savior did the shepherds need? What kind of savior do we need? We need a savior, someone who's going to rescue us from the trouble that we're in because of the way we've treated God. God has come, but not at Christmas to judge people, not to kind of say, right, you're in big trouble because of the way you've treated me. Christmas is about God coming to say, hey, listen, I want to offer you peace. I want to put this right. I want there to be peace between us rather than me come and judge you. And that's why the angels, grown-ups, if you've got your Bibles, you see, that's why the angels then peer in the sky and they start singing glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace. Peace to those on whom his favor rests. You see, you can't have the peace of God until you have peace with God. And that's why they're announcing Jesus. What kind of savior is he? He's a savior who would bring us peace with God. He's a savior who would grow up and glorify God by dying on a cross so that people who trust him might have peace with God. And I want you to notice that he says a savior. Can we do this one more time? Can we say this together? A savior has been born to you. Notice that the angels point at the shepherds and they say, he's for you. He's not for the other people living around Bethlehem. He's for the shepherds. See, when we went downstairs to open our presents this morning, I opened a present that had my name on it. Can you imagine the uproar if I'd have picked a present that didn't have my name on it and thought, hey, it's Levi's Christmas present, and I'm ripping it off. There would have been uproar. There would have been a riot in the house. But I opened a present that said, to Nathan. It was for me. It was bought for me. And I opened it up, and it was amazing. It was a great present. But it was labeled for me. And as God sends Jesus into this world, it comes with a name label. And the name label is to you. The shepherds heard that this was a present, a savior for them. And friends, Jesus is a gift for us because we need a savior like Jesus. So this is the good news that the shepherds heard. Can we say it together? A savior has been born to you. That was what announced to them on that very first Christmas day. But what should they do? How should they react to this good news? What did Levi end up doing? What did Mike tell him to do? Anyone remember? Mike, what did you say? Come on. You're the only one participating this morning, mate. Open the door. Yeah. No, we will get you a chocolate coin. Don't worry about that. We will. That's it. No, you're right. Let's open the door. Let's go check it out. Now, listen. This is how the shepherds reacted to being told that a savior had been born. They said, my paraphrase, let's go check it out. Can we say that together? Let's go check it out. Now, we're going to need an action for that. So you ready? So we're going to go, let's go and check it out. Can you do that with me? One, two, three. Let's go and check it out. That's how the shepherds reacted. Listen to verse 15. Grown-ups, if you've got your Bible in front of you, listen to this. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go. Now, the original language there has got a real sense of hurry. It's a real urgency. Let's go and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. You see, that's big news, isn't it? I mean, hey, if any of us had a bunch of angels rock up and tell us something, we'd think, well, that's big news. But this is big news. A savior has been born. Someone who can bring you peace with God has come. But what would they do? How would they know for sure? Well, they decided to go off and to check it out for themselves. They hurried off. Let's see, look at the very next verse, verse 16. So they hurried off. They didn't sort of think, oh, you know, let's just chuck another bit of lamb on the barbecue and we'll just kind of hang back for a little bit. No, they hurried off. They rushed off to see this thing that they'd been told. And they saw it for themselves. They checked it out and they found it to be true. So look at verse 16, the very end. They hurried off, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. They saw that it was real. They saw that what they'd been told was true. And a little bit later on, if grown-ups, if you've got your Bibles, verse 20, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So this good news, they went to check it out and they found it to be true. So can we say this together? What did they do? What was their reaction? Let's go and check it out. So here's what the shepherds did. Okay, they had some good news. A Savior has been born to you. And they reacted by saying, let's go and check it out. And on this Christmas Day morning, however you've kind of come, whatever your experience is, on this Christmas Day morning, I want to urge you to share in the reaction of the shepherds. Every year, many of us sit in a church like this, or we hear the message somehow that a Savior has been born to you. That's what we hear when we come to church. Some of you hear it every week when you come to church. A Savior has been born to you, a Savior who brings us peace with God. But the question is, how will you react? What will you do with being told that? Another year, another Christmas, another time you sit here. But what will you do with that? Will you do what the shepherds did and say, hey, let's go and let's check it out? Now, obviously, we can't all go down to Bethlehem. We can't go down to there and see a baby in a manger wrapped in cloths. We can't do that. But I tell you what we can do. We can check out the rest of the story. We can check out the claims of the Lord Jesus. We can see what he did and what he went on to say and teach. Luke's gospel, he tells us at the very start, is a carefully investigated account. He went around interviewing eyewitness after eyewitness, gathering the data to say, well, did it happen? This is a big claim. Is this Jesus really a Savior who was born to you? And Luke wasn't content with saying, oh, yeah, all right, yeah, that sounds great. Now, he went off and he checked it out. And he's put a book together of people that he checked it out with, people who saw like the shepherds. And he did it so that people like us could say, when we hear this good news, a Savior's been born, that we can check it out too and say, is that right? Is that real? Is he really a Savior? Did he really do all of those things? You see, I want to say to some of us this morning that the least we can do when we hear this good news that a Savior has been born to you is check it out for yourself. Put some effort in this year to thinking, okay, I hear this message every year. You know, maybe you're tuned in at home, maybe you're here and you think, I hear this every year, but have you actually checked it out? Maybe you heard it as a kid, but have you done it as an adult? Have you looked into it and tested it to go and see? And I'm pretty sure that as you do so, as you do the shepherds, you will actually find it to be true. Can this man really bring us peace with God? Luke says yes. A whole bundle of people sitting in this room would say yes. So this year, can I say to you that what will your reaction be to Christmas this year? I hope it will be, okay, let's go. And let's check it out. Let's put some effort into that. And I want to say to the others of us here who've perhaps already checked it out and thought, yeah, I believe that's true. I've checked it out. I've tested it out. Then I want to say to you that like the shepherds, we should then be those who go and spread the word. So you have a look with me at verse 17 if you've got your Bible. And we'll finish up here this morning. Verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. See, friends, if you've tested it and you believe it's true, then that's got to be a message worth taking to other people, right? Spread the word. And the hope that somebody, as you say to them, hey, do you know what? A Savior's been born. A Savior who can bring us peace with God. As you say that to other people, the hope is they might say, can you do this with me? Let's go and let's check it out. And who knows? This year, maybe there'll be more people who end up coming to church because they want to check it out. They want to check out, is Jesus really the Savior? Is he really the one who brings us peace with God? So here we go. We'll finish up here. What's the good news? A Savior has been born to you. What's the reaction? Let's go and check it out. Let me say a prayer and then we'll sing a final hymn. Father, we want to say thank you so much this morning for the good news of Christmas. The good news that really we as a church proclaim every week, that Jesus is a Savior who has been born to us, a Savior who brings us peace with you. Father, sorry that we've not treated you properly as God. Sorry that we've ignored you and your word. Thank you that Jesus died and rose to be that Savior. May we, like the shepherds, keep on checking it out and finding it to be true. And help us then to spread the word to others, even today. In Jesus' name, amen. Great. Well, let's stand, shall we, and sing a final carol together. O come, all ye faithful.